Hello.
Welcome to another episode of
Dos Virgos.
That is us. And you should know by now what the Dos and Dos Virgos stands for, so we're not going to go through that again.
Right. I mean, you should know by now. Because I'm assuming you're binge listening.
Are we someone's guilty pleasure?
I hope so. And, you know, so the little joys in life is really...
Just two gals cackling.
Kiki-ing.
Ha ha. So, we had an interesting first guest.
We sure did.
We're very grateful for him coming on. We, you know that you guys have, like, lots of questions and stuff. How was it, how was the experience for you?
Well, just on the having a guest was pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like... This is both our first, like, jump into this thing, podcasting, and then to have a guest interviewing someone. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool in itself, just to, like, write down questions and have your questions answered, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I think that was a cool experience in and of itself.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. And, you know, it wasn't all perfect. We had a little mic issue at first, and my stress was, like, at an all-time high. But we definitely got it done, and it was awesome to just be able to fire off questions and get some feedback.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Someone, especially someone totally different than us ourselves and has a totally different perspective on things. So, yay.
Yeah, and as for Aaron, I think he was probably a good first guest.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was very interesting. Everything he said, I did not agree with. But
true that.
I felt like he explained himself very well.
Right.
And it was like I was able to understand everything he said. Like,
yeah.
Which I think sometimes you don't have to agree, but if you understand or comprehend, I think that's good enough, really, for a good conversation.
Exactly. And I feel like we're not all going to be coming from the same place, agree with what one another thinks. But I believe he believes himself. So that is, you know, and I feel like he's authentic in himself and where he's coming from. So it may not be something that we necessarily, you know, totally... I don't know because we comprehend, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah. You know, I be talking in circles sometimes. Okay, cool. All right, so we are going to be talking about just like kind of a little bit about everything, but a little bit about failure and stresses and a little bit about mental health.
Yes, it's so important that we discuss this as humans.
Yeah.
As Black people.
Yes.
As Black women.
Yes.
As Black women who are people who are also actors and actresses. Like, we have a lot of things going on with us. And then, you know, mental health sometimes takes a back seat.
Yeah.
Because you have to deal with the other things every single day.
Yeah.
And we don't stop to, like, check in and...
I agree. We sounded so multifaceted just now.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
It's so many dimensions to this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, I think mental health does take a back burner. But it's so prevalent. Like, I'm stressed a lot.
Mm.
And I feel like I've been having some tummy issues and some chest issues. Like, and I think that's all attributed to stress. Because I went to the doctor, I'm not having a heart attack.
Right. You're just...
I'm just stressed.
Right.
Yeah.
And my fatigue is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I want to think it's my anemia, but it's not. I'm just tired. And I think what happens is, because even when I get a lot of sleep,
mm-hmm.
I'm still tired. That's why I say it's fatigue. I think it's a mental fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like my brain is like, stop.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do once you stop, but can you stop? Because we are like exhausted with life right now. There's a lot happening.
For sure. Let's dig in. What are some stuff that we're stressed about? Let's be open with the people.
Money!
That cash, stack.
We don't got it.
We don't got it. Okay, so if you are a freelancer, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're an actor, if you're an artist, a creative, you understand this.
Money is tight.
And it's like, it's not a steady paycheck.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think for both me and... Miss Angelique over here is our life before coming to California was a lot more budget friendly.
Yeah, because we had actual like
jobs. Yeah, even my rent was like $400 less for a bigger place, by the way.
Me too, as well. Yeah, and then we didn't have cars, so
we didn't have cars and gas and insurance.
Yep.
So you know, coming out here just financially was a struggle, and it continues to be a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where some of the fatigue kicks in, because it's like, well, as you know, I drive Lyft. And it's like, I have to drive so much to just stay afloat.
Yeah.
And I hate to admit it, but it cuts into why I'm here, which is acting.
Yeah. And that leads to stress.
That leads to stress. Because now you're not spending enough time on your auditions.
Uh-huh.
You're not... Well, I mean, also, like, part of you is your body. I haven't been to the gym in so long. But I'm still getting charged. So, you know.
They're waiting for you when you want to come back.
So my gym actually emails me and they're like, hey, we haven't seen you in a few weeks.
That's great.
Isn't it great?
And a little horrifying. It's kind of like, I just want to disappear in the abyss.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you want to come and check in? We haven't seen you. So
hey there, the treadmill's calling there.
Yeah. So, and I just, it just takes a toll on the entirety of your life.
I agree. And I don't know, LA is expensive. People think New York is expensive. You guys, I feel like the cost of living is higher than what you churn out in paychecks. Like, you guys don't pay people enough.
That's what it is.
City.
I feel like New York and Cali are equally expensive in terms of rent and stuff like that. But what you need to live here is a little more. Like, you do not need a car.
You do not.
New York, you do not need a car.
No.
And that's an instant saving of $300 to $800.
Yeah.
If you have no car. Boom.
Yeah.
Because the trains and the buses and your feet are great in New York. And then there's a high pay rate.
Yeah.
I think New York is currently at $15 minimum wage.
Yeah.
And I think Cali is not. I don't know. I don't want to say the number because I'm not sure, but it's not $15 an hour.
I'm doing the same job because I still work in the animal industry and at an animal emergency hospital. And I do the same job here as I did in New York. And I was doing way better in New York. So there you go. I mean, I'm just saying...
Yeah, LA, can you get with the pay rate? Because it's expensive out here.
Can people out here struggling a little bit? Okay. And so what are some other things that add to our stress level? Like, you were touching on the fact that being able to like do stuff creatively because of having to work so much. So yeah, I feel like if you're not outputting anything, then that leads to stress because you need to really be able to exercise that muscle and stuff like that. So if you're not creating, it creates stress.
Right. So I've done 2 stand-up comedy sets and I wanted to do so much more, but I haven't been able to because I have to work.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I think when you're pursuing your dreams full time, like you're committed to it, there's no backup plan. I feel like the possibility of, I don't want to say depression, but the possibility of like this overhanging sadness, it just hits quicker or easier.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wait, so I came here to be a cab driver. No shade to cab drivers because that's their career. Right. But that's not mine.
Right.
So it's just like, wait, I'm working more than I'm creating.
Right.
Why am I here if I'm going to just be working and not creating? That's kind of like the opposite of why I should be here.
Yeah. And this is one of the reasons why we decided to do this podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's just another way to really combat the gaps in our career, because a lot of times you're not on a show and you're working your job, and it's so easy to be like, okay, I'm just doing this job. And it's like, no, I'm not this person. I'm not this cab driver. I'm not whatever. I don't do retail. I'm not a server. That's how I make money to be able to afford to do what I'm doing, until eventually the goal is to have your art be able to afford your lifestyle,
right?
And be able to live off it. That's goals for me. That's success. When people are like, what's your definition of success? Where I don't have a side job, okay?
Right.
Where my main thing is actually enough for me to like
that
live
is,
comfortably.
That is success, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I would agree with that.
But yeah, so yeah, I think that, talking about things that help counter what causes stress and anxiety and things, it's like finding something to combat that. So if you're not acting creatively, find something else to do that can really exercise that muscle. So start a podcast, do a blog, you know, find some outlet that you can do in the medium of
something that you are in control of.
Yeah.
Especially because as an act actor, actress,
right,
you're waiting to be casted.
Right.
You're like, you're waiting to have an audition to go to. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for a casting. You're waiting for someone else to tell you, I'm ready to make you, I'm ready for you to create now.
Right.
So we have to take more control over our creative aspirations and when we're doing them. Because we can, you know, we can always do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And not even on a big level, like a podcast is free. If you're a writer, always be writing. Like,
yeah,
we just have to always create when we're not being paid to or being asked to do it by somebody else.
Right.
Because I think that helps keep the sanity going.
Agreed. Agreed. And, you know, like they always say, like, stress is the number one killer. So I'm always looking for ways to, like, counter that. So what are some ways that for you when you're stressed and such that you help, that helps you kind of counter that? Little tips and tricks for the people.
Well, for me, honestly, one thing that I just thoroughly enjoy is watching TV.
Listen. Listen.
I just really enjoy watching TV and I enjoy watching movies. Like, it's it is how I relieve a lot of my stress. I just enjoy it. I enjoy watching TV. And some days, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just drive less today. I'm going to just watch a TV show in its fullness. I'm not going to do anything else.
Yeah.
And that just is exciting for me. It's, you know, I get to, like, kind of shut my brain off and just enjoy this television show, enjoy these actors.
I agree.
That, to me, releases a lot of stress. Like, I'm a couch potato. If I had a couch, or if I had more time.
You have a couch.
I have a couch. Now, I do. But I enjoy watching TV. I truly do. And that's, for me, is good. And I think also as an actor, it's like two for one, because I get to, like, watch TV, relax, but also, like, study some other actors and be like, you know, oh, I want to be on that show. But it's a true stress reliever for me.
That's awesome.
What about you?
Depu. Definitely cutting out the noise. So, like, if I feel stressed and overwhelmed, like, I cut back on everything. So, like, I become like a groundhog and I just kind of boop, 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 mm-hmm. back up. And for me, it's like spending, like, cutting off social media, because that can really, like, looking at other things causes stress, and seeing what's going on causes stress.
Very toxic.
So, yeah, very toxic. So I actually cut myself away and kind of, like, fill my space with positive things. So whether if it's like a podcast that I like to listen to that aligns with what I'm feeling or helps me get in a positive way, or like a YouTube channel, Impact Theory is one YouTube channel I love watching because it's just very inspirational. So I'll watch lots of videos of that. So the gym. Exercising actually does help. I haven't been exercising myself for about 2 weeks and I'm feeling it. So today I went to yoga and I was like, oh, this is why I like to go to the gym.
It's true. Like, mm-hmm. the times I've made it there,
yeah,
I enjoyed it. I do.
Right? How good is it when you're on a roll?
It's great. Yeah. It's truly the making there part that is what stumps me every time.
Yeah.
But
same.
But it is good.
Because I'm like, man, I got to drive there and then I got to drive back and then it's like an hour and I could be doing X, Y, and Z. And then half the time I don't end up doing X, Y, and Z. I'm like, I could have went to the gym.
And truthfully, I spend my free time sleeping these days.
Man, sleep? Okay. Let's talk about sleep. Sleep is actually a great stress reliever for me.
It is.
If I'm feeling bad, a nap gets me all the way right.
Yeah.
Now, sleep is dangerous because you can sleep away the whole day. And
your
then,
whole life away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get anxiety from not being productive.
Yeah.
So if I oversleep or sleep the entire day, I wake up and I'm like, I just wasted. Like, I could have been doing this, this, and this. And what did I do?
Yeah. And it's so strange. That's probably the wrong word for it. But sometimes it is necessary to sleep the whole day away. And we've discussed it before, like, there's such a rush to, like, fix your funk, or you feel it and you immediately get out of it.
We do talk about this.
And it's so important to just be like, okay, what am I feeling today? You know, how about I give myself maybe not a several days or a week or a month or a year.
No, give yourself a time.
But give yourself some time just to, like, really go through your emotions and not rush through them, because you're not going to resolve it.
Yeah.
If you're focusing on rushing through it.
Yeah.
Like, figure out, like... Like, I do like to not be sad, but I do like to just kind of be in the moment, because in the moment, I'm figuring out how to get out of the moment.
Yeah.
As opposed to just saying, I'm going to act like I'm not upset, or I'm going to act like I'm not going through something. Because I am. I'm not fixing it. So I like to be like, okay, well, today you feel like my thing I was going through a few weeks ago was I'm not booking. which is, again, why I'm here. So it's like, what the hell's going on? Mm-hmm. So instead of, so it was like, okay, I want to just be in this moment and feel kind of like crap about it. Mm-hmm. But in those moments, I was like, well, what can you do better? Mm-hmm. One, study my lines more, study more, do more, put more work into my auditions.
Yeah.
Fix my resume. Go to the gym, look better, you know, whatever better is to you. So it was like, okay, but if I was going to act like I wasn't upset about those things, I wouldn't have to time to check in and say what needs to be addressed to get more bookings.
Yeah.
So I think that's important to just wonder, like, if you feel like you're not doing it, you're not succeeding, why are you not succeeding? Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I think that's great. I think definitely, like, you should allow yourself time to sit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but don't, like, don't stew in it.
Right.
So, like, allow yourself some time to sit in it. Feel your feelings. You're allowed to be sad. You're allowed to feel this. You know, not, everything's not good all the time.
It's
know?
Not, yeah.
Sometimes stuff is real bad. So, yeah. You know, allow, but don't overdo it and don't stew it. Like, give yourself some time, sit in it, do what you need to do, wallow, scream, blah, blah, blah. And then, okay, start thinking of active ways to kind of, you know, fix whatever or, you know, whatever you're going through and then get yourself out of it. And I think a community is really big.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, Asia, because when I be going through my moods, you definitely allow me to, like, feel what I'm feeling. And then you'd be like, you back? And I'd be like, oh. And then, but you definitely people in your circle that understand you. But then also, they're like, all right, enough. All
right. Right.
I'm coming over. With some fresh brew tea.
Right, right.
And some salmon. What should be doing for me, you know? Yeah. With my cafecito.
Oh, goodness.
And then, you know, you just be like, oh, somebody cares about me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think definitely, and that's one thing that makes L.A., we talk about a lot, a little bit easier, if you have some sense of community or someone
definitely,
here.
Definitely, most certainly.
Because if you don't have anybody, it is rough.
I'm assuming it's very hard. Like, you know, if you just have no one. And I think definitely having someone who's in the same industry as you makes it a little easier. So it's kind of a bonus. Maybe we're cheating. Who knows? But, yeah, to have someone who you can, like, just speak to directly and use the language and they get it and you're not having to explain to them and it's just like, I'm not booking and it's just like, you know. They just feel it. It helps because it's like, oh, I'm not alone in this in this journey to happiness.
When you just said that, I thought about, oh yeah, that's such a great quality of having a friend, but I feel like not in a boyfriend. I don't want another actor. I don't want to date. You know, like people are like, oh, I talk to actors. I'm going off a little bit off topic, but you know, like they're like, oh, it's easier, you know, because blah, blah. No, I just feel like, no, I don't want another actor. I mean, I like people in the industry per se, but I just, I don't know. Oh, I forgot what actor said this, but, like, he's like, I don't want to date another actor because it's just, like, fighting over the mirror. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like I don't want you to be an actor, too.
I don't know. I'll say that because I feel like we discussed this also, how sometimes actors are too much.
Yeah.
And they're just on.
On all the time. Like on
no
the
one's
time.
Watching. Chill the F out. So I feel like...
Please do your vocal warm-ups at home.
Yeah, I feel like both you and I are not those kind of people.
Yeah.
We're not. We're just like...
So you wouldn't be my friend if I was extra like that?
Probably not like this. I can't. Like, Angie, we're at Chipotle.
I'm throwing my order to
gosh.
Other side of the room.
That is so funny.
Isn't that what Willinger had us doing?
Yeah. I'd be so annoyed with class. You. I just feel like I can't even get freaking a taco with this girl.
You've definitely gotten one taco from, was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they sell one taco.
Who knew?
You don't
need the one taco.
It's actually pretty still expensive. Maybe two something.
So if you just want a quick bite.
You just get one taco and they fill it up. You know, they don't ask questions, actually. They never said why.
Yeah.
Or they've never said, like, oh, you can get three. I'm like, no, I just order one. And they're like, okay, what do you want? And your one taco. I get the queso.
Ooh.
I get the full taco. So I get the fajitas. Not so much rice, because also taco is very small. You don't have so much
room for all that.
So I get the fajitas, I get the beans, the queso, what meat I choose.
Barbacoa.
Sometimes barbacoa, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
is that Dominican? I feel like barbacoa.
I don't think it's Dominican.
I don't know where I get that from.
And then I get, what do I get? The corn and the sour cream. The guac sometimes, because you know.
Sometimes you feel a little expensive.
And sometimes I feel like it's a lot. It's not like I only get in one taco, so I don't pay full guac price
for
literally a dab, because it can't all fit in that one taco.
Exactly.
So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it depends.
That's cool. Another thing, back on topic. I hope you guys, Chipotle did not.
They did not sponsor us.
I wish they would have, because that was like just a great. All right. So anyway, get at us, Chipotle. Anyway, another way to combat like those negative thoughts and all those feelings is a friend of mine was talking about how he replaces negative addictions with positive addictions. Not saying that you should have an addiction.
Okay.
I'm not saying that. But like, you know, if you become a little bit more obsessed with things that are good for you, so like your health or your fitness or things like that, or, you know, reading, expanding your mind and things like that. So maybe oversaturate yourself with positive things.
That makes sense.
Would be a good way to like, okay, leaving less time to wallow in the misery.
Yeah.
Of your life.
I think also it's very important to have things. This is speaking to artists specifically. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to have things outside of your art
that
are very important to you.
Yes.
Because even though this is a career, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more than a job. It's a career because it's your life, I think. Mm-hmm. But your career, no matter what field you're in, can become consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like have something outside of that that you can be just as passionate about.
Yeah.
So that if your career is not doing so well, it's not necessarily okay, but you have something equally as important to you that you could just, you know, dive into.
Yeah.
That will help you kind of, you know, make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't ride my bike in L.A. because I don't have it here. Also, L.A. scares me and I don't want to get hit by a car. But in New York, I would go on very long bike rides, like just very long bike rides.
Right.
Put my headphones on and grab my little fanny pack and just go on very long bike rides. And it was great. It was just, I got to see the whole city, and it was just it was a stress reliever. I wouldn't be on the phone because I'm riding a bike and I can't talk on the phone with anybody.
Mm,
and
so
it was
disconnected.
Yeah, and it was just, but I also, like, I enjoy riding my bike. So it was to, like, disconnect, but also, like, how far can I go today? How many miles can I go today? So it was, like, something I was really passionate about doing.
And we're always on our phones. So imagine, like, some time where you're not texting or scrolling the gram or reading tweets, and you're just present.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also, and yeah, staying present, like, yes, when you're riding your bike, you need to be present.
Where you get sideswiped. Yeah,
like, you need to be freaking present. Like, yeah. I know driving, you can tune out. So, funny story. A few weeks ago, I was in my car, and I was working, and I was looking at the map, telling me where I need to go, right? And I'm driving there. So I hear a voice all of a sudden. And the voice says, turn left.
Is it Jesus?
It wasn't Jesus, Angie. There was somebody in my car. I tuned out so much. I forgot I had a passenger. And I thought where I was going was to pick somebody up. I forgot that I already picked the person up and I was going to their destination. And so she said, turn left. And I was legitimately nervous and scared because I didn't know where this voice was coming from. I turn around. There's a human being in the back of the car. And then someone was like, oh, yeah, turn left. And then I had to go into this thing like, okay, you know, she was here for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Were you talking to yourself? Was I farting the last 10 minutes? Was I singing out loud? Because I do all these things in my car by myself.
Right.
And I couldn't remember what I was doing for the last 10 minutes. And that's to say that even when we're driving, we check out so much.
You can, because we're in our car a lot, even if you're not a cab driver.
Yeah, you're in your car a lot. And I know for definitely bike riding, you have to be checked in because you will die.
You will die. There's no protection, no barrier.
Yeah, you need to be looking around all the time. So being present, and yeah, that's my story.
There is. And that was, thank you for that little delightful tidbit.
You're welcome.
Something that also helps me is meditation and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we differ, guys. But when I am stressed, I definitely like to meditate, and I definitely like to pray a lot, and I like definitely spend time, and I read the word. I was like, did I bring juice over there? But that's like, she's drinking some of my freshly brewed iced tea.
Delicious.
You know, it's budget friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know.
And healthier.
And very healthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I pray, and that definitely helps me, church and Jesus and the Word, to really like combat my stress and stuff like that. So I'll find a Bible verse that kind of goes with that. But old Asia here does not do that. So without a, my question to you is,
yes,
without a strong faith system, how do you deal with, like, when you're super stressed? Like, you know, I find comfort in knowing that God's got me. But it's like a mist up there for you. So what do you do?
It's not a mist. You said mist, right?
I did, like Sierra. Okay.
This is a whole other conversation.
We'll get into
a whole
it
other
another time.
A whole other day for this conversation. But to touch on it briefly, it's just not a thing I need because it's not a reality for me. You know what I mean?
I understand.
It's not a thought. Okay. It's not a thought that I need to have a higher power watching over me. Mm-hmm. It's not a thought. It's just not. It's just not something that I think about. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like lost without it because it's like I never... It's not relevant. Yeah, it's not relevant.
You were mentioning when we were talking off air that you find a lot of security and stuff in yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I feel like I know my capabilities. Mm-hmm. I know there's more I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I know what to do to work on them, or I have to research to work on these things. And to me, that's even more comforting, mm-hmm. to know that, like, okay, like, it really is in my control.
Have you always been that type of, like, mentally, emotionally strong? Or is that something that you developed over time?
I think it's kind of always been who I am.
Okay.
According to my mother, like... I've been very independent.
Okay.
I think for the entirety of my life, when I began making decisions for myself, mm-hmm. or even when I was not supposed to be, it was just like, okay, I want to do these things. I've always been very independent.
Okay.
So I think it's just gotten stronger, or, you know, I've gotten more independent, mm-hmm. In terms of like control over my life and how I feel it should be led and stuff like that.
How does someone develop that though? Because for, you know, like, if it's faith, I can definitely know I can lead someone to that perspective. But if it's, like, someone who doesn't have a strong faith system, but isn't really that confident or secure in their own capabilities, I definitely think that part of it is developed in early childhood. I would think that your parents or people who are around you have some sort of influence upon that when you're young, but mm-hmm. maybe not. I don't know. I definitely think that, like, my confidence has to do with my parents, but and how I was raised. But, like, if someone doesn't have that and it's later in life and stuff like that, is there any way that you could think that that would help them to kind of develop those? She's looking at me like I have two heads and I'm a cross-eyed. I'm cocked like a pistol.
You know, I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Because
I don't know either. That's why I asked the question.
I don't know. I'm sure there is a way.
Yeah.
I'll probably say counseling. Andy's eating a wire.
That's how I cope with my stress.
That was very shocking just now. She put a wire in her mouth. Do not let your kids hear this because they'll think it's okay.
This is an adult podcast, I hope.
I really don't know. I feel like definitely counseling would be a part of it.
Yeah.
If it's a situation where it's a lack of confidence. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I do feel like kind of being independent
forces you to kind of...
No, I feel like my independence is, like, you know, innate.
Okay.
I feel like I've always just been this way.
But I feel like you've been independent when most people were not even thinking
about
being independent.
This is what I'm saying. I feel like this has been my life. So I don't know if I'm an anomaly because I just feel like I've always just been this very, like, independent person.
Yeah.
And my parents don't challenge me on this notion. So I feel like it is just who I've been.
Yeah.
And I think it's just gotten the way it is. But I feel like if you're not independent, honestly, I can't even understand that concept of not being independent as an adult. And that's a whole other conversation.
Dad, I think you know some people like that.
No, I know them, right? Yeah, I know those people and I don't understand them. This is what I'm saying. I can't understand this. I can't understand it. Mm-hmm. I don't get how someone, especially as an adult over 30, is mm-hmm. just not independent. It's weird to me. I feel like it hinders you. And we keep on saying another day. But another day, we will discuss how I feel in relationships. I'm a very submissive person in relationships. I want to be submissive. That is my goal.
I think you mentioned this in the last podcast.
Did I? Maybe. I just want someone to be like, hey, we're going here. What time? That's what I would like.
Which is weird for me because she's such a independent, but I don't, strong person.
I don't think independence and being submissive are opposites. I think you can be both because I think I am both. I just feel like it just takes a strong person to make me submissive. But I don't think... and that person is probably also very independent. And I probably would see in them what I see in myself, like someone who has control of their life and where their life is going. And I could, and then if I see you're in control of your life, I can be more relaxed. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, you're in control. You thought this out. You planned this out.
You're not just winging.
Yeah, I can have, I can now have like, I can relax around you because I don't have to also be on 10 all the time planning our life.
Which is exhausting.
So exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
So exhausting. But to get back to the question, I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how confidence works, right? I guess. I don't know. I don't know where confidence comes from. Because everyone struggles with it. I struggle with it.
I struggle with it as well. It's like
every single day. Some of it is a fake it till you make it mentality. I think that's honestly important. You have to sometimes fake it and, you know, act like you have it.
Sometimes you just gotta, it's like no F's given. I don't know if you could cuss on here, but like,
I think we can probably.
No F's given. Like, it's to the point where it's just kind of like, I think I've gotten to the stage in my life where I'm just starting to care less. And I feel like that's a good place to
be. It's a very good place to be. I feel like we are taught, like two words that, well, one word I'll start with is selfish. You know, I have now adapted that word to be positive. Because you have to be selfish. You have to be. You will be used, abused, and tossed to the side if you are not selfish. With your time, your money, your emotions, it's very important. People will use and abuse you. And not that they even know they're doing it.
I feel like you have to be selective because I also want to have find a balance between being generous and having a generous spirit.
No.
But then it's also like you got to know because it's just like sometimes we're giving to the point of depletion.
But this is what I'm saying. This is why I don't like the word selfish being used in a way where I'm being stingy with my time or, you know, in a negative way. I'm talking about like sometimes yourself has to come first.
You have to.
You can't help someone if you can't help yourself. That's just kind of how it is sometimes. Like, if you're emotionally depleted, and maybe so is your other friend, what can you do for each other? Honestly, you're going to be just two people wallowing together.
And I've been in that very situation where I've had a friend that every time I talk to them, it was something negative all the time. It was, like, never anything positive. It was getting to the point where it's affecting me.
Of course.
Like, I can only motivate you so much before your negativity in turn starts to, like, break me down and my positivity itself depletes. So I had to be like, okay, I can only have this person in small doses.
And
no doses at all.
And nothing is wrong with that because you have to protect yourself first. I think it's very important that you protect yourself first. Because you can do more if you're in a better place mentally and everything else for other people. If you ain't shit.
I think this is a new school way of thinking because I definitely feel like our parents still operate from... Like, they're, I mean, both legs broken, still trying to help other people walk. And it's just kind of like, I feel like I constantly have this conversation with my mom and it's just kind of like, it does not click.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Like, this idea about, like, you know, you have to fight. Like, fighting. Like, fighting in a relationship.
Oh, no. Don't listen.
Like, oh, fight for your man or... your girl, whoever you're dating. No.
No.
Physically or mentally, I'm not fighting for anybody. Because you know what? Let me tell you what fighting does. Let's discuss literally the mechanics of fighting.
She sat up, y'all.
Right?
Okay.
One of the greatest of all our times is who? Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
He did not get stronger from fighting.
Yeah.
It literally broke this man down. Fighting is hard on the body and the mind. Okay? You should not be fighting.
Yeah.
You can be working hard. Fighting is not good. I do not believe in fighting for things like that.
I agree. And have been in the negative situations, friendships, relationships, and then have come to realize, yeah, it gets you nowhere. I'm not fighting with you. I'm not going back and forth with you. Like, we can come together and have disagreements, because people will have a disagreement. But it's not, you have to realize when a situation is toxic or when a person is toxic. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be in these things.
You don't.
It's definitely a choice. You are choosing to have that poison, you know, seep into your life.
In through your veins.
Yeah.
In your bed.
Like heroin. I know nothing about heroin.
Gosh. Well, you know, Mom, we watch TV.
Oh my gosh, do I watch. Should I even?
Yeah, what? What?
My guilty pleasure TV is, like, I watch some weird stuff sometimes. So sometimes, like, I will not admit some of the shows I watch right now. But I do. You know, like, I watch Intervention. I'm shocked every time with Intervention.
Oh, I don't watch it, but I've seen commercials.
Or
Hoarders
or My 600-Pound Life.
That's, like, a good one.
Yeah. Was it Pimple Popper that you didn't want to watch?
I couldn't watch it.
It's, I haven't so watched nasty. It either, but I've watched, like, one or two episodes. But I want to watch it with you because I just love how disgusted.
Want to see me cringe?
Disgusted you are by that.
So nasty. So nasty. Just disgusting. Oh my gosh. Disgusting.
Oh, but yeah. So, let's see. So we talked about a couple of ways to combat stress and stuff like that. Anything else you want to add for that?
For combating stress
or anxiety.
Or anxiety.
Like, I feel like one thing that quickly is just also, like, give yourself credit for the stuff that you are doing.
Right.
I feel like a lot of times we're super hard on ourselves, and that's sometimes where I have to check in on myself and go, okay, I had an experience where I was trying to fit too much into one day, and mm-hmm. not completing things gives me stress and anxiety, and I had to say to myself, wait, like, hold up, you can do anything, but you can't do everything.
Right.
And I feel like that's so important to realize. Yeah, like, you, listen, you may not get it all done. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself credit for what you did get
done. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so you knocked out two auditions. You may not have made the third, but, like, there's only so many hours in the day, and you can strive to continue to get better,
mm-hmm.
but then also it doesn't make sense. It doesn't help you mentally, physically, emotionally to break yourself down every time you don't succeed in doing something.
Right.
You know,
that's so, just life.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And if you did, and if two out of three are great,
mm-hmm.
that's a success also.
Super success. And it's just like, reward yourself for the small victories. Mm-hmm. I was listening to, who was it? Was it Susan Sarandon? I listened to, like, Super Soul Sunday. And then she was talking about, like, you know, acting and how she would reward herself for every little thing. And all, even if it's, like, something small that she could afford, which was an avocado. So go and get you the avocado.
Avocado's been expensive since Susan Sarandon was poor. What the heck is up with avocados? Cancel avocados. I'm gonna say it. This don't make no sense.
What will the vegans do?
I don't know, but I'm over avocados. They're delicious, but they just can't be this expensive for.
I'm about to grow my own avocado
for all
tree.
These damn years.
How long does it take for us to get a bunch of avocados?
I'm gonna have to steal them. Who knows? Can't afford to buy one to plant one.
Send us your seeds.
So if you have any leftover avocado picks,
please, us your seeds.
Please send them this way. Oh my goodness, we can grow and have our own and go to Chipotle and be like, oh no, I have guac at home.
I know, right? I bring my own guac.
Thank you,
though. All right. I think this was a good little taste of something.
Yeah. I hope that anyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you're currently going through something right now,
mm-hmm.
something you heard in here was like an aha moment.
Yeah.
And you're like, even if it's, you're going to go take a nap.
Yeah.
Even because, no, I go through the same thing where I feel bad about sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
However, I need to sleep because I would hate to crash, honestly. I'm just putting it out there.
Right.
I would hate to crash. And I've been driving and my eyes have been heavy. Mm. And I need to sleep.
Right.
And at some point, I was trying to cut out my nap.
Oh, no.
I can't.
Right.
But what I can do is make it shorter.
Right.
And just do more stuff in time I am awake. So if you're someone who feels anxiety about sleeping and not always moving, Take a nap, okay? Right. You can take a nap. We need it. Humans need sleep. And cat naps are good. I think they say 15 minutes will kind of reset your whole life.
Yeah, actually, they say, so really set it, because you need to allow yourself time to actually fall asleep. So what I was listening to is that, like, you really, what I do is set my alarm for, like, 26 minutes, because it takes about 6 minutes to really get into a deep sleep, and then 20 minutes, and then you wake up. So don't sleep more than, I believe it's, like, I think it's 40 minutes. Don't sleep more than that for a nap, because then you're going into, like, some weird position. It's between deep sleep and light sleep. So it's just, like, you'll actually wake up being more exhausted. So about 26 minutes, y'all, was about good. That's what I do on my lunch break if I'm feeling tired. And then a little tip is that if you drink coffee before your little cat nap, while you're taking your nap, the coffee actually takes time to work through your system.
I heard that, and then, I experienced that like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I'm actually not a coffee drinker, y'all.
You drink some.
No, because it makes me crazy. So I have insomnia.
Right.
We're gonna end soon. I have insomnia. I've had it for I think the entirety of my life, honestly.
Okay.
Which is why I nap so much, because I'm always just tired.
I think it's a Virgo thing, because I feel like every Virgo I know loves to sleep.
Yeah. So when I drink coffee, it lasts forever in my body, because I don't drink it often.
Right.
So it lasts forever. If I drink it too late in the day, like past 10 a.m., I won't sleep at night. Mm. But the other day, I was exhausted. It was in the morning, and I had a coffee, and I took a nap, like 1 o'clock, and I woke up refreshed. Like, I was like, oh! It was amazing.
You floated out your bed.
It was great.
Yeah.
So I can contest to that.
Yeah.
Coffee pre-nap is the way to go.
It is. Do it. Try it. Let us know. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
I'm like touching my foot right now. Sorry.
She's touching her foot.
Please hit us up on all our mediums. Instagram, Dose Virgos. Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
We definitely love chatting with you and chatting at you. Chat, 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 chatting.
Later.
Later.